Hey everyone, I'm Kate, and we're here bringing you more Summer Game Fest coverage. This is my interview with game director Game Amitangelo on Phantom Liberty, Cyberpunk's latest expansion. We got the chance to talk about creating an immersive world, stretching beyond sci-fi as a genre, and pushing the streets of Night City further than they've ever gone with Dogtown and Idris Elba at the helm. Take a listen.
So first off, it's gorgeous. It's the gameplay is really fluid. I wanted to ask, what was the inspiration behind Phantom Liberty as not just a expansion, not a DLC, but as an expansion, making it as robust as it's going to be?
Okay, sorry. The motivation behind Phantom Liberty as a expansion.
As an expansion versus just like a DLC.
Oh, I got you. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we love the universe. We're committed to the game, and we wanted to, you know, tell more stories there and continue to kind of fill out the game feature set. So, I mean that's the general. Specifically, when it comes to the genre that we have there, we just wanted to have fun, first off. Sort of open world RPG, cyberpunk setting, and then spy thriller felt like something you don't see much.
Yes.
But it's also great intrigue with interesting characters. And at the heart of everything we do, we try to figure out ways to do new kind of angles and dynamics on different types of characters.
Yeah.
And it just kind of felt right, especially given the lore and the background of like the corpos, the corporations, and the nations. And it kind of fell into place as time went on and we explored it. And then with regards to the feature set, the big thing we wanted to do was kind of lean into making the world feel more alive and breathable. And so we've got, and you only saw so much of it in the demo, but we have things like vehicle combat, dynamic events that happen throughout the world that are all tied to the story and other characters.
That's awesome. And that's one of the things that made me fall in love with Cyberpunk, because I was late to the party for Cyberpunk, but it was because I watched Edgerunners.
Right,
and my friend was like,
right,
oh, well, you loved Edgerunners? Go read the comics. Like, okay. And so I read the comics.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing how vast Cyberpunk is, Cyberpunk 2077 is as a world, and how many different genres can fit into it. So when I saw the initial press release about it was going to be a detective, a spy thriller, can you talk a little bit about working in large talents like Idris Elba into the setting as well, which I will say I love his work on Luther. So the moment I saw it, I was like, ooh, that's going to be interesting.
I mean, what can I say? Like, he's just an amazing talent. Like, when we got him in the booth and we gave him, like, briefs on the characters that he plays, Reed, it didn't take him long to kind of find it. And he just got into the flow, super professional. And, you know, he added to the character as we were developing it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to skirt around spoilers.
Yes, of course.
But, I mean, absolute pleasure. I mean, and he's a force. He's intense. He's just a force. Yeah. It's great.
And was Reed written with him in mind? Or did he just kind of...
Yeah, absolutely.
What sort of personality traits can we expect as a player working with Reed?
Okay, so again, I'm going to try to skirt around spoilers, but he is a sleeper agent. He is a complete, like, badass, like, top-notch, and he is super, like, he cares about his people and his team.
Yeah.
And he's got, he's a believer. He's a believer in Nusa, but he has a lot of conflicts.
Yeah.
And, again, I'm trying to skirt around spoilers, but we'll see his dynamics with V as well as the other people surrounded in the story on how he's kind of a father figure, but also with flaws.
Yeah.
And it's that's as far as I'll go.
Yes, okay.
That's as far as I go.
So when we look at the environment and the new areas that players are going to have access to, do you have a favorite part that you want somebody to see? So if somebody was to walk in, you're like, I can't wait for them to find this specific piece. It can be small, it can be big. Obviously, no spoilers.
Yeah. I mean, oh goodness. There's a number of spots, and I mean, all of them. I'm going through my Rolodex in my head. They're all going to be spoilers. Let me put it this way. So we embraced the kind of hybrid genre of cyberpunk spy thriller.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of moments of when you can really, in a role-playing game, get into the role with this sort of hybrid genre.
Yeah.
And there's locations that facilitate these moments.
Okay.
And again, I'm skirting around.
Yes.
And so I look forward to people kind of like living that fantasy, exploring that fantasy and
yeah.
that. Dogtown as a whole is a very unique district, kind of on the edge of Night City. It's part of Night City, but it's kind of a de facto part. It's run by more or less like a, you know, military dictator type, has his own rules, but there is some opposition on that kind of front line to Night City. And so as a result, exploring and the feeling of the district is quite different, quite unique. And I look forward to people experiencing that from the just architecture to the ambiance to the gameplay dynamics.
Okay.
It's all kind of rolls into the same kind of feeling and fantasy that. That's
awesome.
As far as I go.
Yeah.
But there are some very cool, very unique locations throughout the story that will get revealed. Yeah.
And Ola had mentioned when we just came up, she was explaining a little bit, interacting in this section of the game will impact an ending of somebody playing for it. So would you say that this is a good time, if you haven't been in the world of cyberpunk, to jump in?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. So there is a, there's the endings of
endings,
this story,
yes.
of the Phantom Liberty story. And then based on what happens there, it affects an ending for the base game as well. Or it can, depending
it can,
yeah. on how you go with it. So it's a great time. It's a great time for sure.
And that's one of the things I've heard a lot from people, and obviously going through my own playthrough, is that because of how robust Cyberpunk 2077 is, it allows people to have that replayability and keep coming back to Night City. You mentioned that there are different endings within Phantom Liberty as well.
Sure.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about crafting that replayability with players.
Crafting that replayability. So as I was saying, I just kind of glossed over it by saying dynamic events, but like Kurt is he's a kind of a military dictator. He broke off of Nusa, and one of his ways he facilitates his district and his power is weapons deals, right? And so there will be weapons deals and airdrops that come in and stuff like that. Dynamically, you'll see caravans dynamically throughout the district, and these are not like pre-canned things.
Yeah.
It's dynamic, right? You also have new fixers and one new kind of missions from a fixer that needs certain like hacking equipment or vehicles and stuff like that. Again, very dynamic in the setting and where they're at. And so we approach the content, not only the high quality CD Projekt Red style story content, but we also added in this layer of like the world is alive. Like,
yeah.
And there are things that you can choose to interact with and intercept and get in the middle of or not, and it just plays out there in the world. So not only is the player an agent, but there's also other agents in the world and things going on.
Yeah.
And so it feels more alive, and that's how we approached it, and we kind of put that pass over Night City and especially in Dogtown.
Awesome.
So there's a lot of fun things to find.
I'm going
to
ask you a hard question now. If you had to describe Phantom Liberty in like three words, a phrase, what would you describe it as?
Three words? That's too difficult.
Okay. a phrase, a sentence.
Okay.
Well, here, how about this?
Yeah.
When people finish playing, what do you want them to feel? What do you want them to take away from that first playthrough with Phantom Liberty?
Oh, man, I want them to really have complex and sort of broadening their horizons with regards to their relationships with the characters and feeling like they were there in that world and it was an alive world. That is what we were aiming for.
Yeah.